Hey, Rivals fans, this is Sharif, a.k.a. Shaka, and here is the summary of all the seasons as you prepare for the Season 9 premiere on January 31st, 2021. So here, we're going to start from the beginning and go all the way to the end of Season 8. So let's get started. Season 1, the Rivals are individually drawn to an obelisk located in the city of Nightstone, south of Waterdeep. The citizens are under the control of Demon Gratz, who envelops the city in a magical dome. He lets the Rivals leave, challenging them to get 1 million gold to free the citizens. They are joined by Melanie, the mayor of Nightstone, who has a contract for accommodations in Waterdeep. Shaka designs a map that allows them to swap any person for a captive of Nightstone. The Rivals use mind worms, which burrow into their heads and allow them to communicate telepathically. They borrow some money from Mert, the moneylender at Blackstaff Tower, and help decipher a scroll that points them to the Stone of Galore. They are pursued by Zaraj the Hunter, who takes an interest in Ashborn's dragon arm. Perrin enchants a group of kobolds, one of which saves Ash's life when Zaraj attempts to assassinate her during a theater show. This kobold joins the party as Middle, but is eventually named Duo. The Rivals reason with Zaraj, and they escape from the city guard on the roof of the theater. Shaka meets a fellow tiefling named Robbie Jellybent, who he nicknames Dirty D, and uses him to escape to safety. The party heads toward a Black Network safe house to get their mind worms removed. Season 2. Zaraj and the Black Network train the Rivals, although Knock Knock sustains an injury. The crew travels to Three Daggers Alley, where there are rumors of missing citizens. They investigate the construction of an apothecary and hear tales of an octobird abducting people, which turn out to be Grell. Rin finds Nim the Nimblewright locked inside of a trunk, and the party plans how to fight the Grell. Volothamp Gedarm, or Volo, is looking for a missing friend and assists the party on his journey. Shock and Rin are transported into Perrin's mind and discover he may not be who he claims to be. So Celice revisits the memory of the murder of her wife Maul by Zaraj. The party infiltrates the Grell Nest and ends up inside of the apothecary, finding the serial killer Merrick in possession of the Stone of Galore and in league with Melanie. Melanie has been using a map to exchange the missing folks in Three Daggers Alley for her friends in Nightstone, who are now zombie-like and under Merrick's control. Melanie escapes with the map and sends Rin to Nightstone. Nim finds his purpose and sacrifices himself to save the party. The party escapes with the Stone of Galore, and Zaraj disappears. Season 3. The Rivals attune to the Stone of Galore and discover that three keys are required to unlock a vault with enough gold to free Nightstone. Rin is reunited with the party after being trapped in Nightstone, now run by Gratz's children after he departs. The first key is in the Hangman's Tavern, but Shaka mysteriously departs early on in the investigation. The remaining Rivals navigate several puzzles from Renair Neverember, or Rennie, and end up in a library where they meet Reader the Bugbear. Ashborn sees through Chips' eyes and observes Shaka meeting with a mysterious person. The party finds out that this person is in a tavern and his name is Jarlaxle. After a brief fight with Jarlaxle and two guards, one of which Kevin defeats himself, they are aided by Vajra, the Blackstaff of Waterdeep. While training with Avadra, the Rivals find out that she's been keeping her own prisoners, including Shaka, who is weak from severing the bond from his Xanathar patron, a fact that he has kept from the party. They access the vault and find a dwarf guarding all of the gold. After fighting coin mimics and slaying Gary the Lime, the party frees most of the Nightstone citizens, before the dwarf morphs into an adult gold dragon and burns Nightstone to the ground. Season 4. While Knock Knock gets called back for a mission with his Orc clan, the remaining party joins Duo and Robbie Gelliment, aka Dirty D, at Trollskull Manor. They quickly discover that the manor is haunted, finding the ghost Leaf in one of the rooms. They also found Orphelia stuck in like a mirror, and she claims to be from a different time. She states that several relics must be destroyed to purge the manor of evil. They fight creepy statues in a library, and Shaka experiences intense envy from an enchanted box, which turns out to be one of the relics. While seeking a cure from a curse that Robbie has, Rin finds two magical amphibians that have the power to alter space and time. He names them Mary and Gary. The party begins to travel back and forth between the past, present, and future versions of the manor. Eventually, the party finds two powerful magic girls who end up being Leaf's daughters. They have created a safe space from their evil lich granddad, Edwin Clark, who has contaminated the relics with powers from Avernus. They turn Orphelia into the guardian of the manor, a huge werewolf, and the rivals successfully avoid being eaten. Clark is defeated and Leaf is reunited with his family, and Trollskull Manor is revealed to have been transported to Avernus. Season 5. While carrying a small version of Trollskull Manor, the party is immediately attacked by a group near the River Styx, which can make people mad. They find Fort Knucklebone and meet Mad Maggie, Clunk, and Clonk. The arrivals choose war machines to navigate the hellish landscape and escort Little Smoke to his hip-hop concert at the Wandering Emporium. At the concert, the party is attacked by all the previous enemies that they have faced. Perrin and Little Smoke are nowhere to be found. Knock Knock returns and successfully absorbs the tree curse from Robbie, but Knock Knock is killed by Claudius. The party scales Harmon's Hill to find a way home. After being tempted by the wishes and the warnings of Jondar, they discover that Harriman's identity as a performer was originally stolen by Perrin, and that Harriman is seeking revenge. The party defeats both Claudius and Harriman. Ashborn and Ashaka choose to stay in Avernus to search for Ash's mother. The rest of the party returns home with Knock Knock, who has been transformed into an acorn due to dying while still having the tree curse. Season 6. Knock Knock's clan mates, led by Corinne, come to Trollskull Manor looking for Knock Knock. Duo entrusts the manor to Thavius Krieg as they leave to bury the acorn in the City of the Dead, where Corinne mentions that they may need to return. They find DeGult Neverember and his son Renair, who was previously locked away in a dungeon by the rivals. When everyone returns to Trollskull Manor, they found it taken over by Thavius. There are creepy snails everywhere, and the patrons of the manor appear to be under a spell. Thavius is killed by Corinne and Rin, and a Perrin battle the beautiful Gideon Lightward. The party finds a portal in an office and are transported to El Terrell, where they battle a huge snail. The city is suspended over the River Styx in Avernus, and they discover that Thavius has been resurrected as Trenchcoat Slimer. Corinne thinks that a solution is at the Castellanter's residence, where his mother lives. The party meets Dahani and Arakokra, hired by the Castellanters to spy on attendees as they play games. After playing these party games, the party discovers that they are worshipping the demon Baphomet. Ash and Shaka return from Avernus to help the group, and Robbie is reunited with his wife. Dahani is ordered to gain the party's trust, so she joins the party. the party then discovers that Thavius made a deal to help send El Tyrell to Avernus and is attempting to send Waterdeep to Avernus as well. He is using snails to produce glass that allows devil worship. The party defeats Thavius with the help of a Knock Knock, who has now grown into an enormous tree at his burial site in the City of the Dead. Season 7. Duo has run up a significant amount of debt at Trollskull Manor and organizes a talent show to help to raise money. Gazric Nomrad from Icewind Dale sets up shop in the lobby. A mysterious guest traps the rivals in a time loop and leads them to a sickly Zaraj. The bitter enemies form a brief alliance to try to save a Waterdeep from the remnants of Thavius' work, but the party ends up defeating Zaraj and the remnants of the Black Network out of revenge. The mysterious guest transports the party to Icewind Dale, and they visit Bryn Shander. Avoiding the suspicion of Sheriff Southwell, the party takes on a mission from Hiln Trollsbane to investigate murders that the officials were seemingly ignoring. The party takes dog sleds to the city of Bremen, where they research Sefik. Duo stays in Bremen while the party rescues Selyse from being trapped in their inn at Bryn Shander, where she is tempted into becoming a blood hunter. When they return, Duo has a brain in a canister who they befriend and name Brian. They convince the other brains who serve as a defensive array for Sefik's market to rebel. With the aid of the brains, the party defeats Sefik. The mysterious cloak guest is then reunited with similar beings who are revealed to be some of the spirits of a murdered citizens who traveled to Waterdeep to seek vengeance against Sefik. The party returns to Waterdeep with enough money to pay Duo's bills. Season 8. Shaka returns to Trollskull Manor from Avernus to catch up with his crew and relax. Sierra visits from Icewind Dale seeking Gazric. She tells the party that the Arcane Brotherhood have been causing trouble in the 10 towns of Icewind Dale and that Valish Gant is inside of the prison Revel's End. She was sent by Speaker Duvessa Shane, who can get the party into Revel's End in order to communicate with Valish and put a stop to the trouble. Duvessa quote-unquote arrests the rivals and they are sent off to Revel's End. Gazric communicates with some of his former contacts, such as a Wharton Duncan and kitchen worker Susan B. Anthony. Shaka gets labeled as a narc for his unsuccessful attempts to join the Arcane Brotherhood. Dahani beats up Leon, aka Scruffy, one of Valish's accomplices. Warren Duncan discovers the rival's plan and chooses to make their lives miserable during their time at Revel's End. Eventually, Valish visits Gazric eating his normal bathroom meal. Rin is kept in prison by Leto, a guard that was originally in on the plan. The rest of the party escapes the prison by using Gazric's windwalk spell along with Valish and a friend. And that's it. We are done, and we hope to join you for season 9 on January 31st at noon Central. Be sure to follow us at twitch.tv/rivalsofwaterdeep. And also Rivals Waterdeep on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And we're out. Peace.